Greetings once again. My name's Mookie from 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Please know we're a listener-supported public radio station in Los Angeles and Orange County. And if you're not a subscribing member, you could do your part and join the mission by going to thesocalsound.org and keep the content going on and off the air. We got music in our studio here from Abraham Alexander. Today we're going to get right back into the music, or immediately into the music, and then we'll chat with him. And this is the SoCal Sound.
Knee deep in the unknown, 10 years old, but he's still grown. Feet cold, still bold, he told me so. I know everything's gonna change, and maybe I'm naive, just a young Nessie. Distant memories, I'm lighting me. Well, she say, hurry up, drive them off, we've got places to go, we've got places to go, oh my, hurry up, drive them off, we've got places to go, we deep in the unknown, Just breathe, you're fully immersed. Dry off those tears and start to rehearse. Sweet lies, goodbyes, new life. When dying, know everything's gonna change, and maybe I'm naive. Just a young Nessie. Distant memories, I'm blinding me. But she say, hurry up, drive them off, we've got places to go, we've got places to go, oh my, hurry up, drive them off, we've got places to go, knee deep in the unknown, And just a little longer, I'm not ready to go. Just a little longer, please. Deep in the unknown, and just a little longer, I'm not ready to go. And just a little longer, please. Deep in the unknown, but she say, hurry up, drive them off, we've got places to go. We've got places to go. Hurry up, drive them off, we've got places to go. Knee deep in the unknown.
There you go. The song was called Knee Deep. Brilliantly done in our studio, Abraham Alexander. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's amazing to finally meet you. I've seen you perform live. It was a solo performance. At the time, it was at the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach.
Wow.
Opening up for Charlie Crockett.
I didn't even know this. Okay.
I was there. I'm not expecting you to remember, but I think we were exchanging tweets.
Okay.
Like I was going to meet you, and then me and my wife took off or whatever. And I know part of that tour had you at the Troubadour.
Yes.
In Southern California as well. So welcome back, man.
Thank you so much. I love L.A. I love being here. There's something special and unique in the air. Just full of life sometimes, you know, but thank you for having me.
Now, you wouldn't necessarily relocate to Southern California. No. I think I'll touch on that a little bit later, perhaps. AbrahamAlexander.com is the website. I encourage people to go there. First of all, you have some of the best merch in the game.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
Thank you.
It's good stuff. As well as this sort of mini doc, this rock documentary, you know, and it's very well done. I think it's about 15 minutes long or whatever. But man, it gives such dynamite insight on your process, I guess, and a little bit of background on this new record, Seasons.
Yes.
Which is coming out on April 14th.
Yes.
An upcoming tour with Wilder Woods, right?
Yeah, I'm excited. It feels surreal that everything's all happening at once, you know? And it seems like a lifetime when, you know, 2019 and is when that tour with Charlie happened. And that was my very, was on a tour before then, but I'd never played three shows back to back before.
Uh-huh.
And now—
Like in consecutive days.
Consecutive days, yeah. And now, I've never played two shows back to back before. And now I'm going on a North America tour, playing 30 some odd shows and seeing if this is something that I can actually do. And to have individuals like myself, you know, we were talking earlier and you're the second person that ever played me on the radio.
Yeah, we were early believers. I mean, we took a chance on you right off the bat, and you got good people working for you as well. So, I mean, that goes a long way.
Yeah, one of the things that I say is the second person that believes in a dream is more important than the dreamer themselves, you know, because they're the ones that validate that dream, and they're the ones that kind of solidify it and say, hey, yeah, like, I believe in that. And so thank you.
My pleasure. I do want to talk about some of the heavier subject matter that you're talking about here on this upcoming record. But it should be noted, and for our listeners or the people who are not familiar with your stuff quite yet, I mean, you got Gary Clark Jr. on this record, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got Mavis Staples as well, who is like a divine entity walking this earth.
She is.
You tell the story about hearing Mavis on that track for the first time. Can you sort of?
Yeah. So I'm in the car and I'm there with friends and people that are in the band and from the label, and we're hearing the song for the first time with Mavis on there, and we get lost for 20 minutes, get lost for 30 minutes because of the weight and the gravity of what she brings to the song. Like we're driving, and I'm supposed to drop someone off, and I'm just going in circles for like 30 minutes and just forgetting where I'm at. And everything that makes Mavis Staples, she truly delivers in this track. And
incredible.
It's insane.
And is she singing a part that you wrote?
She's singing my words, you know, and she was like, baby, you got it. And like, I don't need to change anything in regards to the lyrics. Like, this message is legit. And for her to grace me with her strength, to grace me with her voice, and it's her voice that allows me some of the liberties that I get to enjoy right now. And for the fact that I'm exercising those liberties, and then for her to jump onto a track that's touching on some things and some subject matter that she helped put to the forefront is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. She's amazing. That's amazing. It sounds like it's a really good time to be Abraham Alexander right now. You generally feel good about things, right?
Yes. Like I'm so grateful and thankful, and not everything goes the way that I think it should. And sometimes I'm thankful that it doesn't go the way that I think it should. But I'm extremely blessed and fortunate to be here. You know, they say the thing of like fortune versus luck, and fortune is in a picture of a farmer, that the seed that he throws, his fortune enough that it rains, and it rains just enough, and that the sun shines just enough, but if it shines too much, it dries and it withers. If it rains too much, it drowns. And so I'm fortunate that the seeds that I've thrown are germinating, and they're budding, and there's no luck whatsoever around it. You know, it's a lot of hard work, and I think with that, your heart is on a sleeve, you know. And so when things don't necessarily go the way you think it should, you kind of take that personally. But man, I'm so fortunate, because I'm here right now, and never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would be here, you know. And so I have to take time to really appreciate this moment.
Incredible. Originally from Greece, and now Texas is home. It's been home for a number of years, right?
Yeah, I was born in Athens, Greece, and lived there till I was 11. And now Texas is home for me. I love Texas. I know it has its shortcomings, but it allocated a space and a freedom for me to discover myself, in which I don't think would be possible anywhere with all the circumstances that was going on. And so, yeah, Texas is home for me, and I love boots and hats.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, so it's cool that it's part of my culture now, and it's part of who I am, and I get to express that and be authentic with it, which is important.
Yeah. I want to talk more about geographical locations in just a little bit, but let's get back into the music. We're going to go with Blood Under the Bridge. Again, it's Abraham Alexander here off the upcoming record Seasons, out the 14th of April. And then we'll come back and talk more. And this is the SoCal Sound.
Time changes the song, the circle of life, we rise and we fall. Don't be afraid, the love that we share will remain in the grave. Scars don't blind me, silver linings I wear them proudly on my sleeve. And we come from a past full of broken glass and stains have turned a color of light. Cause you have to dance in the fire to know that it burns. You have to fall in the river to wash out the dirt. Blood under the bridge. Blood under the bridge. And every time I tie on my shoes, I think of you and everything we've been through. Even though it's me without you, one thing remains true, our love will shine through. Cause you have to dance in the fire to know that it burns. You have to fall in the river to wash out the dirt. Blood under the bridge. Blood under the bridge. You have to fall and get up, even though it may hurt. You have to lose a little value to know what you're worth. Light under the bridge. Light under the bridge. Uh-huh, yeah. I have been burned by the fire, and now I'm dancing around the flames until these ashes burn desire. Oh my, let it keep burning just the same. I have been burned by the fire, and now I'm dancing around the flames until these ashes burn desire. Let it keep burning just the same. I have been burned by the fire. Mm-hmm. And now I'm dancing around the flames until these ashes burn desire. Oh my, let it keep burning just the same.
There you go, Blood Under the Bridge, Abraham Alexander here in our studio, coming to a town near you with our buddy Bear Reinhardt and Wilder Woods. Mm-hmm. We like him a lot.
Good dude.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask you a broad sort of, in broad strokes, if you will, about common themes or subject matter on this new record. And then the term concept record was floated around a little bit. The concept of the record is essentially your life story, presumably from your perspective. Would I be correct in
absolutely
saying that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And it was important for me. I can't tell no one else's story. And I didn't want to be the artist that I'm inspired by and the artist that their songs still live on and that their records kind of are shielded by time is what I wanted to emulate. And so I wanted for a record that I make to be heard 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now and still be relevant. And I think the only way you can do that is when you're authentic to who you are and authentic to your story and tell that. And so the concept for the record is absolutely my story and where I've been. And I looked at it as a book, and just the way that it's done, there's a song that I split in two, which is somewhat of a prayer, and I made it the intro and the outro for the record, and then kind of in sequence laid out my thought process of looking at my life and looking at the events that led me to where I am. You know, from my parents are immigrants from Nigeria that went to Greece and then had me, and then from Greece to the States, and just like seeing that that's not normal and that's something that should be shared, because a lot of people essentially are going on this journey that's not normal. Everyone is experiencing a unique state of being as anyone else there.
Right.
And so I wanted to, I wanted the concept for the record to be that.
And you have siblings?
I do. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm one of nine.
Incredible.
Yeah. But it's cool, and every single one of us has a different type of connection, because a few of them are adopted, a few are like blood relatives, and so it's a different type of connection. But we're all so close, which is a beautiful thing to have. And so Thanksgiving and Christmas are a ball.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. And so you know, you were born in Greece by way of Nigeria, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
What was the circumstances surrounding the move from Greece for your family from Greece to Texas?
Yeah, there was a lot of racial tension that was mm-hmm. going on in Greece, and the economy was collapsing as well. And it just wasn't a good place to really raise kids. And so my folks applied for a lottery visa, which was the thing. I'm not sure if it's still there. Like, it was pre-9/11. And so I could have been anywhere in the world, Germany, Spain, France, UK.
That's quite the lottery. That's how it works?
That's how it works. It's just whoever wants to accept you in yeah, they give you the visa to stay there and kind of, but, you know, everyone says the U.S. has, it's the land of milk and honey,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially from a foreigner, and blessed enough that the U.S. had opened up their arms and accepted the visa, and Texas was where we thought would be the best place to locate because of the wide lands,
mm-hmm.
The picket fence, the movies,
yeah.
you know, yeah. So, but I thought I was going to be, you know, riding a horse,
uh-huh.
you know, I was like, all right, uh-huh. cool, I'm going to be John Wayne. I was going to be John Wayne riding a horse, but yeah, but it was beautiful. And I'm so thankful for Texas because even though I was in Greece, I was a foreigner in the only country that I've ever known. You know, because of what I look like. And Texas didn't do that for me.
Yeah.
It embraced me for my differences and embraced me for my quirks and helped give me a lane that I can discover myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have spent some time in London as well, right?
Yeah.
How long of a period of time?
I was there back and forth for about 2 years.
Cool.
And I was there writing and seeing if the music thing was possible for me. And so I would never, you know, written a song with anyone before. It was just me being in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a chance to go out there and visit and stayed a little longer. And yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I think you had mentioned that there is something to be said about staying home. What's your take on people relocating to Austin, Nashville, Los Angeles, New York? You
know? Yeah, for me, you know, if you need to leave in order to find yourself, then like go ahead. And sometimes that's a good thing because going and coming back is not the same as never leaving.
Hmm.
You know, if you go, it will answer whether the place you left is home or not. But I think in regards to the industry of what music is or the creative industry is like, for me, it was important to be around my community and it was important to be around my family because ultimately one day I'm not going to be doing music anymore. It's going to be taxing on my body. And I was an athlete. I was a collegiate athlete and I'm not doing that. And so when all those things that I'm not doing, who is Abraham? You know, and I think that has to be answered within my community and that has to be answered within who I am and I can't run away from me. And so that is why Texas is home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to relocate, like absolutely, like
yeah.
and do what you need to in order to find yourself or in order to get the help you need or in order for you to find community, maybe where you're at, there's not there. But if you need a runaway to find yourself, you won't because you are where you're at.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do have one more song to get to, maybe a song that some of our listeners are familiar with, Tears Run Dry. Before that, maybe another question or two.
Yeah.
What's striking about the album is the art and the photo. Where is that photo? Who took the photo?
Yeah.
And how did we land on that as the image?
Yeah, so that is a picture of me and my brothers in the ocean in Greece, and my mom took that photo. And for me, I found that photo in 2019, and immediately I knew what I wanted my record to be.
Amazing.
And I knew I wanted to call it Seasons, and there's a slash between the sea and the suns.
Right.
The play on words. And if you don't
That's
see...
That's powerful.
Thank
right
you.
Right on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, the concept, I had time to really think about what I wanted to do. And if you don't see the picture, then the sea and the suns don't make sense. Mm. And so I think it's important for us to like visualize ourselves wherever we want to be. So you can say something, but if you don't visualize it, then it's not going to happen. And so that was kind of my philosophy around like making that, because I wanted people to, when they see the photo, it's nostalgic when you look at it. And I wanted whenever you held it, that there's art in your hands and mm-hmm. you're listening to it and there's art. And then even just the title, that is artistic and art weaving in and through it. And my dear friend of mine, Elle Joy, she painted the photo. And so the label was asking me about the photo and I couldn't find it at the time and I was freaking out and complaining. And I'd shared it with my friend and I went on tour. I went on tour in 2021 and then I was freaking out, came back and she's like, hey, so I actually painted the photo and I was gonna surprise you with it when you released the record, but if you need to use it, then go ahead. Which is crazy because it elevated the image in its sense. And so another one of those instances of things not going my way, but that's a good thing that it didn't, because the painting made it more nostalgic, it gave it more feel of art and a different interpretation of from the picture. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, abrahamalexander.com, Seasons, out on the 14th of April. Got shows coming up with Wilder Woods. I mean, you've played with a bunch of people already up on stage and various tours and stuff, which is amazing. We appreciate your honesty and your truthfulness and telling your story through music. It's really amazing. And so happy to be able to support your journey, if you will.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for amplifying my voice and for individuals like me. We wouldn't be here without you. And so thank you so much.
My pleasure. Tears Run Dry, we're going to leave with that particular track. And again, open door policy for you. You could stop by and visit anytime you're in SoCal.
You're going to regret it, so I'll be back. Right. I'll be back. Thank you so much.
You off. Time now. Give you all my time now. Cause I can't get enough, I can't get enough. I know you're hurting, you're searching, you're longing for something more. Something more. Well, this is a part in the movie scene where I take your hand and say, and darling, if you let me love you and let me hold you, you see those tears run dry. And darling, if you let me love you and let me hold you, you see those tears run dry. Cause love never gonna be easy, my love never gonna be easy. Darling, if you let me love you and let me hold you, you will see those tears run dry. Oh, I wonder if you let your walls come down, oh, what my love could give if you would let me be around. I know you're hurting, searching your longing for something more, something more. Well, this is the part in the movie scene where I take your hand and say, and darling, if you let me love you and let me hold you, you see those tears run dry. And darling, if you let me love you and let me hold you, you see those tears run dry. 'Cause love never gonna be easy, my love never gonna be easy. Darling, if you let me love you and let me hold you, you see those tears run dry.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Mark Mookie Kazor. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.